I'm here with Maxi Curran, manager of the Donegal Ladies, after their narrow defeat to Mayo in Swinford. Maxi, what's your immediate reaction to that result?
Yeah, look, we're very disappointed. We felt that it was a game that was in our grasp. Look, you don't want to make excuses, but we didn't get the rub of the green today, I don't think. And we probably made too many mistakes. Two of the Mayo goals in the first half came directly from errors, unforced errors by us. And look, that's not good enough. Teams like Mayo in the top five or six of the country will definitely punish you. Look, we had a lot of inexperienced players. There were probably six girls there making their debut. Seven, if you include a couple that have been out for a couple of years. So we have to learn fast. The results, hard to believe in the first day of the competition, but the results did not go our way today. So listen, it's going to be a long season for us, and we need to learn to be a bit clever in certain places in the pitch, in certain phases of the game. And look, I don't think just today was good enough, and we have to just hold our hands up and say we've no one to blame but ourselves.
Is it hard to take these sort of games as a barometer for the rest of the season when so many key players are missing for both teams through other commitments?
Yeah, but listen, it's not about that. Look, we have our squad gathered. There's nobody that we didn't know that was going to be away, of the girls is away. So it's a great opportunity for the other girls. It's a great it's a great learning curve for them. It's a great place, Division 1, to for them to cut their teeth in. Look, we have players that we feel have a real opportunity to play for us come summertime, come championship, and that's what we're looking to do, is trying to develop girls that are able to play at championship level. And nobody's going to cry any rivers whether you win or lose a league, or even if you get relegated for that matter. It's no big deal really, but it's just about developing and getting better individually and getting better collectively. And as I say, it's going to be a long league for us, I think.
Can you still be happy with the result though? To lose two key players in the last 10 minutes and then to still only lose by 4 points, there's some positives in that surely.
There is, and then a fortuitous penalty as well, I think. The ball was in our hands, we shouldn't have lost that ball. And the two yellow cards is baffling. I think Gerlin herself was fouled 12 times. The free count was 5-1, and how we ended up with two sin bins and then with none, is a mystery to only me. The last one Gerlin got is just absolutely, bizarre, no other word for it. And then to go down the street the last 10 minutes without Gerlin is always going to, make it very difficult for us. But look, you're not happy with the result, you're never happy getting beat, but we're happy with certain elements of it. Our kick out today was flawless. I think we had 100% retention, which was something we really targeted and something we felt we really had to get to grips with, and we did that. And hats off to our keeper McCaughan, who was brilliant and very unlucky with a couple of goals as well that she didn't get, that she got a hand to them and just kind of trickled over the line. So we're very, very happy from that perspective. And as I say, look, 6-7 girls made their inter-county debut today, which is always good. And it'll get easier for them once they get the first game out of the way. So those things are all positive, surely. But we just gotta sit back now and analyse it and look where we can make gains. And we have a very tough month ahead of us in February. We head to Waterford next week and home to Galway the week after, and away to Westmeath followed by Cork at home. So it really couldn't get any tougher for us. But look, it's great to be playing football at this time of year, and it's a good place for the girls to learn.